and had no sense at all of that vast gulf that so often separates British junior officers from the enlisted men. He would go into the barracks at night, sit on the bed of his batman, Billy Gray, and talk soccer with the lads. He would bring his boots along and shine them as he talked. Private Wally Parr never got over the sight of a British lieutenant polishing his boots while his batman lay back on his bed, gassing on about Manchester United and West Ham and the other soccer teams. Everyone admired Din Brotheridge. He was fair, conscientious, hard-driving, quick to learn, a master at all the weapons in the company, an able teacher and an apt pupil, a natural leader. When Brotheridge was selected as leader of 1st Platoon, the other lieutenants in the company agreed that Din was the right man to lead the first troops to go into action on D-Day. He was among the best the country had produced to fight for its freedom in the life and death struggle. Brotheridge had more at stake in the struggle than most, for he was one of the few married men in D Company, and his wife, Margaret, was 8 months pregnant. So he had an unborn child's future on his mind during the flight over the English Channel. When Brotheridge began to dash across the bridge, the German garrison was sleeping at its post. But